When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bounce, pass,
sports,
pass, kick, pass, dunk it,
what,
funk it,
sure,
serve it,
here,
work it,
smooth,
jocular, we're about to get jocular.
Oh, hello. Wow. Hello, everyone. Sorry, we're kind of starting the podcast with a wedgie adjustment.
Sorry, I sat too hard down in my jeans and I gave myself a wedgie.
This is not the first time you've had to do a wedgie adjustment during the theme song.
You know what? I thought what happens in this room stays in this room.
Well,
we're being recorded.
Yeah. Okay. We should have talked about that.
Is this a podcast for the public?
Fight master, they, them.
Tien Tran, she, her.
Katie Kershaw, she, her. And welcome to Jocular. A show where we talk about women and trans athletes and share all of the latest, gayest, queerest, funkiest gossip we know about sports.
Kind of feels like you were trying to make funky really queer and gay.
Is it straight?
Funky. No, funky's gay.
Funky's gay.
If I'm saying funky about a straight person, it's a man with socks that smell bad. Like, those socks are funky.
Oh, yeah. That's so true. A lot of words have, like, double context. Like, when you say it about...
It is so true.
Yeah.
Some words mean some things.
Like, if you say predatory about, like a hot butch lesbian, I'm like, yes, chase me into the woods. If you say predatory about a straight man, I'm like, he's killed and he will kill again.
Sometimes I feel the same
scared
about
for
both.
Me.
Scared in both situations.
No, no, no. Hey, chase me into the fucking woods.
I'd be like, no, please don't chase me into the woods.
Yes. Wait. Fact check. Haley, fact check. Because I'm asking our producer about this. Tien, actually, part of your dream was to be chased by your peers on the softball field.
Soccer field.
After you scored a goal.
That's
so
true.
I think you could probably incorporate
what I guess I'm trying to say is, like, I want a group of predators.
That work with teamwork. Community, compassion. Yeah.
Kind of a group project.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Today on the show, we're going to talk about the WNBA draft. It just happened. How it works, where our favorite NCAA players ended up, and what everyone wore to the live draft event. Because you know what? That's the most important.
That's all I care about.
Looking hot is the most important. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But before we get into that, let's share our walk-up songs with each other.
Okay, Tien, what is a walk-up song?
When I thought about walk-up song, I'm thinking like when you're up to bat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you head over to, like, you're getting ready to hit a home run. Because I'm assuming that we're all hitting home runs.
Obviously.
Every time we're at bat. And
I'm bunting.
bunting over the fence.
I'm bunting and punting.
Huh. I'm bunting and cunting.
Oh.
Slay. That felt like a strike. Slay.
Slay can have two meanings.
Slay can have two meanings.
Perfect example.
The song that you walk out to get you pumped up.
Yes.
You know?
So we've all chosen our song. And before we play it, I kind of want to paint a picture of where I am.
Okay.
Yes, Katie, I want to hear
yours. Yeah, Katie, I want to hear.
Okay. I'm going to say, because I'm imagining this as a child, so I'm going to say I'm at my, like, hometown gym, because there's, like, nothing more amazing to me when I was a kid.
And a hometown gym, so this is for basketball that you're walking
basketball.
Out.
Basketball. Okay. This is basketball.
Okay.
This is, like, a walkout starting lineup. They call my name and the crowd goes so crazy they have to stop and play a song so everyone can be like,
yeah,
I love this.
Yeah, so I'm at Memorial Gym, Hazard, Kentucky. Check it out. It's just a gym. And I'm walking out. The crowd is packed. The lights go down. They say my name and this song plays.
Yeah.
Wait, I can't.
You know it, right?
Wait, hold on.
The Dixie Chicks.
The Chicks.
Oh, the Chicks. Wow, 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 wow.
Goodbye, Earl. Marianne and Wanda were the best of friends all through their high school days. Both members of the 4-H club, both active in the FFA.
And
wow,
I'm so popular and good that everyone, we play the entire song, everyone sings along.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that so much.
Katie, I can see it so clearly for you.
Katie, I can see it so clearly for you too.
I appreciate
and,
it.
And you're kind of like, what I'm picturing, like to kind of elaborate for you, is that you're out there and you think the song's going to stop. You're like a professional, right? So you like you go out there and you think the song's going to stop, but they just keep playing it and you just start to kind of laugh because everyone's having... They just adore you so much. And you're like, stop, stop, stop. But they're all saying, exactly. Look at that.
Look at that form.
Do you shoot left-handed?
Yes.
Wow.
Why? Hey, you all, okay. Don't you know this?
No.
Well, I'm a lefty through and through.
Okay. Wow.
Okay, T.
That's my walkout song.
In this scenario, I'm not a player. I'm a coach. Think Eddie... Whoopi Goldberg. Have you seen this movie? Have you seen Eddie starring Whoopi Goldberg?
It's like one of my photos, but
it's one of my favorite movies of all time. Anyway, I'm a coach, okay? And I've been asked.
Sorry.
You're coaching. You are also Whoopi Goldberg.
I'm coaching and I'm also Whoopi Goldberg, okay? And I had been fired from, say, the New York Liberty.
Okay.
And the Las Vegas Aces have hired me. And now New York Liberty is coming to Vegas to play. And I'm gonna show. I'm like, wow, you shouldn't have fired me. You shouldn't have fired me because we're gonna go right to the championship and beat your ass. And this song plays when I walk out. That's right. I'm walking out. I'm a coach. I'm in a suit. I'm in a suit. The New York Liberty fired me, and I'm here for revenge. Because karma is a bitch. Bitch! Playing one now! Imagine.
That's crowds what going, I saw. I my head's
crowd's going crazy. Crowd's going, the players are embarrassed.
Well, and I.
The players on my team are absolutely embarrassed.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
They're not.
They're so embarrassed, but no. I'm like.
No, because you look so good in the suit that people start to stop hearing the lyrics themselves.
Okay, okay.
You know what I mean?
But
yeah, they stop hearing like "Thou shalt not lie," "Thou shalt not cheat."
Wait! Stop. How many times have you listened?
So many times.
Do you like it? Be honest.
I don't hate it.
It gets stuck in your head.
It gets stuck in your head. And I just learned. Oh, go ahead, Katie.
No,
learned that she completely stole it from someone else.
Oh, yeah. Really? It was written for Miley Cyrus. It was pitched to Miley Cyrus, but sang in a studio by Britt Smith. Oh, I'm so deep in the car. I watched all of the Call Her Daddy podcast video.
And?
Did she steal it or did she buy a discarded song?
Yeah.
She bought it. Because
I bought it.
I don't think Miley would want that song.
No.
She bought, I think it was pitched to Miley and she's like, I don't think so.
And I just want to say to our producers, don't fucking cut this for time.
Just I see you chatting in there.
Yeah, I see you leaning over. I hear your little gossipy shit. Oh, you can cut this. No, you can't.
So anyway, that's my song as the coach, the head coach of the Las Vegas Aces, coming back
wow.
to revenge being fired from the New York Liberty.
My only, what I was going to add is...
Thank you.
When they stop listening to the song, do you start the dance?
I do. I start humping the floor.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it.
Oh.
Have you seen the music video?
You haven't seen the music video?
No, I have, but I hadn't put that in my brain as part of what the coach does.
I think I drop my clipboard. I think I drop my clipboard and I walk out to half court.
Karma's a bitch!
And I go, Karma's a bitch!
Oh!
Yeah. Sort of embarrassing the whole team.
Can I add a pitch?
Of course.
You're in a beautiful suit. It's kind of like baby blue, super wide shoulders. Super, like, kind of like long business cut, but no shirt underneath.
Oh my God.
so it's just like one button in the middle, and that's just kind of like the person you are.
Yes, I love that.
Here for revenge.
Can you hear this? Can you see it?
Oh,
I
see
love
it.
Her.
I love her too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Her as in JoJo Siwa or
No, you as a coach.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
My song is a little bit different.
Oh no.
When I pictured this song, I was like, oh, I know, like, the role that I always had on sports teams was like, I was like a brute.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd want, when I went out, to inspire like fear.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And so in my mind's eye for this, I am an enforcer on a hockey team and I am skating out onto the rink to the song and I am missing at least 3 of my teeth.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh my God. I mean. Oh, a fight. I absolutely see it.
Thank you.
I absolutely see
it's
you.
It's very clear. And all of these, like, women are in the audience.
Oh my God,
going,
screaming.
And they're, like, showing their titties.
Yes. I slam. Yes. I go out onto the ice, and the first thing I do is I slam a ref into the wall.
That song plays again, and you leave.
You slam
That's
a ref.
The entire game.
I can also see you just, like, taking off your helmet and just doing like a nice little
hair flip. The song illustrates so much of it.
Yes. I know. And also I think maybe you play without a helmet.
I think you maybe play without a helmet. 100%.
I refuse.
You play like the early like 50s, 60s NHL where they wear glasses on the ice.
Basically like a little beanie. Wow. I feel like I know you guys better.
I hope so.
I feel like I know you guys better after that. That's like a little window into our secret souls.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad mine is.
Cheers.
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 Wow. Okay, well, wait, should we try to play our other ones, our backup ones, or no? That was more than enough.
You just want to play them randomly throughout the show, and we have to guess whose it is.
I kind of love that.
So, since we all picked out backup songs for our walkout, we have asked our producers to sprinkle them in through the rest of the recording, and then we'll have to pause, listen for a second, and figure out whose song it is.
I think you'll know.
I think you'll absolutely know.
I think now we know.
I think now it's going to be a surprise.
Is yours much different, do you think? Like, is it a much different vibe?
Yeah. Mine's a very different
You can be honest.
I don't know. It's not. If you know me, it's very expected, but I just think it's very funny. Okay.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the WNBA draft.
Whoa. Keep that in. About to get a junkier.
Freedom! Hi, I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
I'm Lauren Lapkus.
I'm Scott Aukerman, and together we make up the show Freedom! Freedom is a show where the three of us, who are comedians and also friends, we all just hang out, we tell stories about each other, about ourselves, usually.
We're constantly telling stories about each other.
You got it, Paul did.
And we play games, and we laugh a lot. It's just that simple. It's a really easy podcast.
This is a pretty good representation of the show.
It's actually exactly what it is, plus singing.
So listen to it now. The new season's out. Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Just go outside and scream freedom.
Just like we do.
Freedom!
Freedom!
We're about to get junkier.
And we're back.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Oh my gosh, you guys.
I missed you. We took a long break.
We took such a long break.
We're so different now.
Parts of our brains have been removed. What?
All right, we're back to talk about the WNBA draft.
What an interesting detail. You're a good writer.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I was like, is this season 2 of Severance?
Yeah, that was good.
Thank you.
Oh, can't wait for the season 2 of that one. Ooh.
The WNBA draft just happened this week, and we all watched it together.
We did. We watched it on the big screen at our studio.
And ate chicken wings.
You have to eat chicken wing when you watch a draft.
It was so good.
There wasn't a utensil in sight. Our producers wouldn't let us use them.
No.
I don't know what's in those things, but God, they're good.
Hey, there's no way we can find out. Are you sure you don't want to know?
I do not want to know.
No, they were mystery chicken wings.
Whatever they do there, they do a
some
good
kind of biscuit.
Job.
I think for anybody that's not familiar with her, it would be helpful to describe how the WNBA draft works. So the order of the draft is decided based on a lottery system. There are three rounds in the dub draft, and there are 12 picks per round. And while the draft is happening, it's like a very active thing. Teams can be trading their picks, and they can be trading their players. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these players that get drafted might not even make it onto the court. So it's a very competitive, small group.
Yes.
It's a lot. It's very tense.
It's very tense because the WNBA only has 144 roster spots across the entire league. Mm-hmm. Whereas just as a comparison, the NBA has 540 roster spots. So like a lot of these stars from the college game make it and get drafted, but they aren't guaranteed a spot on the final roster.
No.
Which is like absolutely devastating in a different way. But I think it makes it exciting for the stakes, but also like shows where the league needs to grow.
We need expansion.
Yeah, we need like more teams.
Every time there's a draft, that is like becomes the conversation, and it absolutely should be because there are so many great players that don't get picked. But you know, for all of the incels in the comments, it's actually like arguably we're getting the absolute cream of the crop.
Yes.
Because there is no room for error. We don't have a lot of room for our best players, so we're taking the best of the best of the best,
which is so cool, which is why this like upcoming season is going to be so exciting, because like Indiana Fever got Caitlin Clark, the Chicago Sky got Angel Reese and Carmelo Cardoso. Mm-hmm. The Sparks got Cameron Brink. Like, these are exciting players going to exciting teams.
And we know them all because it's such a small group, you know? So that's exciting too. Like, I've watched drafts for like the NFL or for the NBA, and there's so many players that I'm like, who the hell are these guys? We knew everybody.
I know.
Except for the French players. There were a lot of French players getting taken.
I know. I had no idea.
Turns out we got to start watching women's French basketball.
You know, I don't believe in France.
I know you don't.
I know, but it does exist.
It does exist.
Okay, I've been to Paris and it doesn't exist.
Okay, I have something to tell you. I've been to Paris with you.
Right.
Are you?
And we both are agreeing it doesn't exist.
It was real. We were there.
Okay.
We were there.
I have to agree to disagree on this.
But I can't wait until I'm at a party and someone's going to be like, so what are you into lately? And I go, oh, French women's college basketball.
It's going to happen so soon for us. You know that.
Yeah.
We're not going to fuck up again. We're not going to be sleeping on the Euro Bowl.
Or Australia.
Australia.
Gosh, we have such an exciting WNBA season coming up. Let's also just dispel some myths for folks about the draft class and when they get drafted and what it means for their NIL. Because I feel like people are always like, oh, they shouldn't go to the WNBA because they're going to lose all their NIL deals. The truth is that all that sponsorship, all that money follows them to the WNBA.
Yeah, which is true for all players. I'm really
like, why would they be like, no?
Yeah,
you have to stay at LSU or you can no longer.
I know.
Because these men know that we have such a powerful draft class right now, and that it's really actually going to change viewership for the league. And so they're like, well, it's stupid anyway, because they won't be rich. Like, and finding reasons.
And they keep telling people, like, I feel like I've seen so many comments in like the ESPNW or like SportsCenter being like saying that. And it's like, no, there's actually very.
Yeah, that's not how Nike works.
That's not how Nike works. Nike's
it's not
all
how
of a
any
sudden,
of it works.
Nike's not going to be like, oh, Caitlin Clark's in the WNBA. I guess we have to cancel the contract.
Yeah, she graduates, so I guess we'll lose her.
What are you talking about?
And just a reminder, women in the WNBA, people in the WNBA do not make a lot of money.
Yeah.
They make 80 grand a year. So Caitlin's money, her big mansion in Indianapolis is going to come from that. What? State Farm. It's going to be State Farm money.
No, State Farm. State Farm's going to be there. Nike is going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But, okay, that's another weird argument is that it's the same. Once again, it's these like guys on the internet that just want to complain about things, talking about how the NIL deal really fucked up, you know, college sports because now kids aren't playing just cause. I'm like, well, if you want to see people that are playing just cause, it's women in the WNBA, because those wages have always been so low that a lot of these women have to have other jobs or play in other leagues. And so they're playing because they care.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And now we're entering an era where they're going to get paid, and they're going to get paid because of people like Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. And they've been doing it this whole time without making any money.
Yeah. If you want to play, see someone play just cause, go to the local park.
And I'll be there.
And I'll be playing.
There too.
And then come to a community theater production of anything.
And we're going
to
be handing out jocular NIL deals.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of money.
We got a lot of money. A
lot of money.
We're going to be paying you in chicken wings.
You can't even imagine how much we're making per episode.
It is insane.
It's like $20K.
Which is why we are begging you to review our show.
Please review.
Please fucking leave a review. You guys, the draft. This is the first time that I've watched a full draft. We've been doing such like I think an in-depth job of really watching all these games and getting to know these players. So I was like really invested the whole time. Like that was fun.
High highs, low lows.
Very high highs.
What was the lowest low for you?
Not low, but I think, you know, Nika Mule from UConn had such a huge story right at the end of the tournament. Mm-hmm. Like the way she guarded Caitlin, we were all talking about her. And I feel like this happens often where there's like a player or two that really like kind of come up at the end of the tournament. And I'm like, they're going to go so high in the draft. But it's like, oh, well, I haven't really been paying attention to them for their regular season. Yeah. But Nika Mule is a phenomenal player. And I kept thinking she was going to be number 8. She was going to be number 9, number 10. And then eventually she went with Seattle, which is
a
phenomenal.
It'll be a great fit.
Because Seattle has a record of, you know, taking like UConn players, you know, successful UConn players, a.k.a. Sue Bird, a.k.a. Right. Brianna Stewart. So we know that that's a good fit.
Yeah.
I'm excited. And I also didn't realize that Nika Mule had such a cool accent.
Neither did I. That was the first time I had ever heard her speak, I think.
And I think we've all decided that now Nika Mule is a girlfriend of the pod.
Yes, girlfriend of the pod.
Yeah.
Other girlfriend of the pod, Cameron Brink's mom.
Yeah. She's a girlfriend of the pod for sure.
Ooh, she's a whatever you need.
She's whatever. We're all hanging out and drinking wine with
Chardonnay.
100% Chardonnay with Cameron Brink's mom.
It's a little buttery, a little oaky, not too much. I really think you're going to like
it. It's a 2025 Chardonnay.
And we're going to order a charcuterie plate and we're barely going to touch it.
Yeah.
She doesn't cook.
No. Her husband does.
Yes.
And we never see him, but we do eat the food.
So if you're not getting the hint, we would love for you to pause the pod. No, keep it playing.
No.
And Google Cameron Brink.
You should be able
Mom.
To do both. You've got a smartphone.
You got to see what she looks like if you haven't seen what she looks like yet. She's a stunning woman. Okay.
Tien.
Yes.
I'm honestly surprised it wasn't me.
I am surprised it wasn't you. I'm sorry. Wasn't that like one of your first conferences? Or concerts?
It was absolutely one of my first concerts. That song is so special to me. I could cry. I love it so.
That's
I love
beautiful.
The New Girl
That's
Girls.
A beautiful synergy.
But
thank you.
It wasn't my song.
It was my song. I did pick it up as my backup.
Holy cow.
As my backup walkout song. But as it played as we were talking about Cameron Brink's mom, I kind of just pictured us in a convertible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of driving down the 101. Yeah. No, Highway 1. Driving Highway 1 along the coast.
Yeah. Malibu.
We're going to Malibu.
To her home.
And we're going to go hang out.
Yeah. Just hang out.
We stop by Alassans that no one knows about.
Yeah.
We pick up some expensive green juices.
Oh my God. Uh-huh.
We pour vodka inside.
Yes, we do.
We shake it. She drinks it while she drives.
She absolutely
It'll
drinks
be
it.
Our little secret.
I need to go home. I need to go home. It's an emergency.
Cameron's in the backseat the whole time while I'm in the front seat.
And she's going, Mom, please.
Stop it, please.
Not again.
Not again. You're both married.
She says, but like a little Dewey's gonna hurt, and that's how she says DUI.
Dewey.
Don't worry, I'll get out of it. I always do.
She like, absolutely does.
I'm like, I'm blushing.
Why am I? Like,
I'm fully hot right now.
I am fully hot. In my
Jesus Christ.
Mel for the pod. Mel for the pod.
Oh my God. Who knew little Indigo Girls and Cameron Brink's mom would get us so hot?
You know
right
what?
Now.
We've been meaning to kind of do like a Mel for the Week thing. And,
yeah, and she won the first award.
Yeah. Anyway, back to the WNBA draft.
God. Okay. Who was your favorite? Who had your favorite look of the draft? Everyone looked amazing, by the way.
Everyone looked amazing, but my critique is now and always that they all are dressed for different events.
Yeah.
It's like they all have to go somewhere after, but had to swing by the draft first.
Yeah.
Yes.
For me, there was a lot of inappropriate heterosexual representation. And I was not seeing enough like baller ass suits.
Did you see Paige?
Did you say Paige Beckers and did you see De'Asia Ferret?
But De'Asia great, and Paige wasn't part of, you know.
I know.
I mean,
yeah.
So and right. I wanted it to look like a 1990s like NBA draft,
yeah,
but
like suits.
But on these like cool ass chicks, you know what I mean? Like that's yeah. kind of. But everyone looked beautiful. My favorite outfit was Angel Reese, just because yeah. I think that it was so obvious that someone had made that dress for her. It was tailored to her, and she wore the fuck out of that dress.
No, she looked absolutely incredible.
Insane.
And you know, she's one of those high glam gals who can pull off an outfit like that, and you're like, oh yes, of course. Where a lot of them are like so athletic to their core that whenever you see them in like you know fancy wear, you're like, oh
yeah.
Are you poor thing?
At some points there were certain you both came up with the phrase, which I'm like, that makes so much sense, that some of the outfits were wearing the players.
Yeah,
some of the players were not wearing the clothes were wearing them.
I think we should ban the color white from a lot of these outfits.
Yeah, because it's too wedding. It
feels
like too a wedding.
Bridal.
Are they not getting married to the league? Are they not?
Do you believe that?
And now that I hear it, I don't think they're getting married to the league.
I don't
think they're
getting married to the league. They did like you said, some of them looked like they were dressed for the Grammys. Some of them looked like they were dressed for the prom.
Did you have a favorite look?
My favorite look? I did really... I gotta say, I really liked Cameron Brink's outfit. Sorry.
Because you can see her booty.
That is not why. That is not why. You're acting like my little brother right now. If I had a little brother, because you can see her booty.
You can see the booty.
Because you can see the booty.
Well, can we be honest? We loved Angel Reese's outfit for the same reason. This is a gay podcast.
I know, this is a gay podcast. And those are beautiful women.
And if I were there, I'd be wearing a tunic with a turtleneck underneath.
And don't I know that? Don't I goddamn know that?
I also really love De'Asia Fair's outfit.
Oh,
honestly.
Yeah.
For just being so like in a suit, red bow tie, looking absolutely
handsome.
Handsome. Looking
handsome.
So, so handsome.
My favorite moment of the draft was when Caitlin Clark went up to just talk to the hosts. And, you know, Caitlin very ritualistically, I think, keeps her hair behind her shoulders.
Oh, my God. Yes, she does.
Yes,
we were talking about how she keeps her hair like behind her shoulders and never in front of the shoulders. And the hair fell in front of the shoulders. And I was like, oh, my God, it's in front of the shoulders. And then she went pink and threw it back over her shoulder. Like,
I'm trying. I'm trying to do it right now. It's you don't use your hands. You kind of just.
Yeah, but why not use your hands?
Because
there's like a
level of like athleticism.
I haven't been able to do that with my hair in a while.
To kind of just like flip, you kind of have to lean into it. My favorite part of the draft was when De'Asia Fair got drafted.
Oh,
her mom turned her around and fixed her bow tie.
Yeah,
and made sure she looked perfect, and then gave a little like, "You're good." And then tears streaming down from her eyes. It was just such a beautiful moment. Also, everyone thinking they're moms.
And then starting to cry.
Favorite, especially the player that was drafted from Australia. I can't remember her name right now.
Oh, she's so cute.
She was so cute and like just was like apologizing for crying so much about her mom. And
because that was full ass like she was holding it together, holding it together. And then she was like, my mom. And tears squirted out of her eyes.
I know. But then Holly Rowe being like, if you don't cry, then it didn't mean anything. Like, Holly.
Which is a really intense thing to say when several women did not cry.
And I love Holly.
Mm-hmm.
And I Holly's know it's the best. From an empowering place, but it also sounded terrifying.
A little mean.
a little much.
If anything, it taught me that I'm going to cry more. If Holly says I should,
we all
I
have
will.
To cry more. This has got to be yours, right?
Yeah, they go together.
Yeah, they go together.
The They're same hockey nice player. Pair.
Yes. That's the hockey player that just like you just got out of jail from some of the plays on the ice.
Yes.
And they were like, you're allowed to come back.
That's what they play when I get kicked off the ice, because when you know how they sanction fighting in hockey?
Oh, yes.
I just go too hard and I break this man's face. It's going to be a man. A man is on this ice and I break his face, and then they have to play me off. You know what I mean? Where they're like, okay, like, oh God.
But the song is...
You're killing him.
The song is still playing as you leave the arena with your duffel bag in one hand.
Yeah.
And you get in your truck, light a cigarette, pull away.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Beautiful.
I've been listening to a lot of Heart.
I love Heart.
They're so fucking badass. And whenever they sing about the bad guys, I'm like, oh, that's me. Huh, that's my gender.
I'm glad you feel seen.
Yeah.
You know?
I do.
People just want to be seen in the music they're listening about.
Exactly. I say that all the time.
I know.
You do say that every day.
I say, every day.
Did either of y'all have any like professional sports ambitions?
I wanted to be in the NBA.
That absolutely checks out.
Yeah. I wanted to be in the NBA. We were actually at this like peak when I was growing up watching women's ball, because that would be the tapes that our coaches would have us play. The real like queerness of my brain was, I was like, oh God, women's ball is so good. And when I am an adult, I will be in the NBA. Like, that's like the transness of it all.
Yes.
So I remember always respecting, you know, these like incredible athletes and the league and these like, I mean, the UConn team at the time, Tennessee at the time, but my brain was like, but I will be with Alonzo Mourning.
Katie?
I wanted to be a patent lawyer, and I didn't really have a lot of ambition of being a pro athlete, if I'm being honest. And I will say, I don't know if it's because I didn't have much athletic ability or, you know, just kind of growing up a poor Appalachian. The dream ceiling is low.
Oh, my God. This is the song of a patent lawyer right now.
A red tied round their throats to keep that little head from falling in the snow.
I can just round and let it go. And I know you are love. And I know you are love. And I know you are love.
Wouldn't that be such a powerful and disorienting walkout song?
Yes. Yes, it would.
Everyone's like,
because I feel like
there's something stunning about it. Like, I forgot where we were.
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like your opponents, if you walked out to that song, your opponents would walk over and be like, are you depressed?
Yeah.
Is everything okay?
Or it would be like one of those situations where like when you walked on the court and that started playing, that they'd give you the ball and then everyone would like step back and like fake play defense.
Everyone's stepping away. They're having side conversations. They're checking on their little brothers.
Like, she deserves this.
Let her go to the hoop.
Let her go. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a mind game and I'm winning. Whenever White Winter Hymnal by Fleet Foxes comes on.
It is a beautiful song.
Snow, light, and strawberries in summertime.
I can also see you kind of like filling out paperwork for like a trademark at the same time for that.
Did you have professional league goals?
I wanted to play for the U.S. women's national team.
Right, so they could chase you around.
So they could chase you around that field. So I was like, I get chased around that field.
And you could find a little corner.
I didn't even
want
to play. I just want to get chased around the field. Yeah. I wanted to be professionally chased. Which, you know, that were two meanings. If you
talk about something that has two meanings.
Professionally chased.
Do you remember, folks?
Not what I want.
Folks,
not
do you remember the beginning of this podcast when I said that? And everybody acted like I was being a little creep. And look where we are. We're right back at it. The little creep herself is talking about wanting to get professionally chased.
Look at that. I really wanted to.
Professionally
And I was
chased.
So far from it. I respect my parents for helping to...
Don't bring your parents into this.
I'm bringing my parents into this because I respect my parents for believing in me for so long. They were like, you can do it. And at a certain point, I think that on the inside, they were like, she can't do it. We're going to keep telling her she can do it. I've never talked to my parents about that, but I bet that's what they felt.
Oh, no. I don't think we need to have that conversation now or ever, really.
Mom, Dad, did you really think I could be a professional?
Did you believe in me?
Maybe they did.
Maybe they did.
My family has volunteered the information that they did not think I could make it in any capacity.
Well, look at you now. You guys, what? Should we
take a quick break? And we'll be back. With more jocular.
And we'll talk about what's going to happen now that college ball is over.
What the hell is going on? What the fuck is happening?
Uh-oh. We're about to get jocular.
Oh my God.
No! We're about
to get jocular. And find us on OnlyFans.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, we still need to do that idea. We need to go straight to OnlyFans instead of Patreon. It's literally called OnlyFans. We're a sports podcast.
I know.
Okay, and we are back.
Now that college basketball is over, we're going to have to start talking about other things.
Like what?
It's so sad.
I know, it is really sad.
That's the exciting part about having a sports podcast, though, is that you're not stuck talking about one sport for an entire year. Like we are rotating like the seasons, my guys.
Yes, we really are.
As long as there are queers on a field, a court, a swimming pool, a horse, we're going to be talking about it.
As long as there are queers on a horse,
yes,
we're going to be talking about it.
Yes, we're absolutely going to be.
As long as there are queers on a horse.
And as long as that horse is queer too.
Saddle up.
Oh my God. Okay, what are we most excited about coming up?
I mean, for me, it's the Olympics.
I mean, obviously.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
I love the Olympics.
And they just, Nike, just did a little bit of a fashion show release of the U.S. Track and field looks. And y'all... There's a little bit of controversy. Controversy. Controversy.
Their labia will fall out.
I can't believe it. They released... Okay, so one outfit, obviously, they had like, you know, shorts for the men's was like proper shorts.
Yeah.
Actual athletic shorts. Mm-hmm. And for the women, it was a high-cut bikini bottom.
Like French cut.
Yes.
I think that they are half. I don't know why they want to show us the athletes' genitals so bad.
Because
even with the dudes' outfits, even with the people that have peni,
yes,
mm-hmm.
It's so much dick and balls
in those little
outfits. Where I'm like, we don't have enough technology to put a little extra fabric, so we don't have to be looking at each nut.
Yes.
God damn.
Each nut.
I think they put in nut separation fabric. I think Nike specifically
designed the nuts.
We're seeing them too much as a little sack. I want to see them as two.
No, but the women's cut is outrageous.
It's so high. And I want to make room for pubes in sports because these athletes having to get rid of every... Can you... I mean, remember middle school and high school? for our generation, when we were having, when we just were told we had to shave everything, yes, or we were absolutely disgusting, the amount of just like razor burn and ingrown hair and upkeep and just having to do that all the time. Like, I don't want to fucking do that all the time. And while I'm focusing on winning a gold medal for my country, it's absolute bullshit.
It is absolute bullshit. Also, like, I don't think there is enough room for even a single lip.
No.
It's like so thin.
It's only clit coverage.
It's only...
Which, I mean, to be fair, when you're running, it's the only thing you need covered.
It is the only thing you need covered.
I bet that would feel good.
I bet that would feel, honestly, I think lips out make you faster.
Yeah.
Sort of an aerodynamic
thing. You cannot say that wouldn't be kind of cute. No.
It would be outrageous.
Wait, okay, wait.
Actually, we're taking it back. We aren't upset with
I support the uniform.
And you know what? I'm even going to take back what I said about the peenies, because sometimes...
You love a peenie weenie.
And sometimes when somebody, like, it is helpful when you're, like, looking at these guys and you're, like, you can be like, oh, Lord. And then sometimes you're like, what would be good for him? You know? That is, it's fun. It is a little fun. I'm going to take it all back.
Yeah,
We want to see your peenie, big or teeny. We want to see those lips drape into the floor.
I thought you were going to make it rhyme.
Yeah. No, I can't do that.
What about we want to see the lips inside of the hips?
Yes. Wait, where?
What?
I'm trying to rhyme it. You know, I'm sorry. It's not going to be perfect.
We want to see those lips while you move those hips.
There it is.
We want to see those lips, even if they slips.
There it is.
We want to see the lips. We don't want the clit. Hey, guys, come back next week. We're going to have refined this.
Yeah, actually, Nike, can we have sort of like a reverse thing? So just the lips clit out.
Yes.
Oh my God. Sort of a reverse.
I can see that so
clearly. The breeze. I saw it so clearly. And in my mind, I saw a little animated clit going, whee!
Well, and you know, it'd make a little whistle sound. It'd have to.
I bet it would lower body temperature. I bet it would be a performance thing, you know?
And performance enhancement.
Oh, and now I just like, in my whole body felt it like, what if it got too cold?
You guys, I promise this is absolutely related.
No, it is.
No. One time I watched the naked bike ride in Chicago.
Oh.
And you know how like the people that take biking really serious, they have like credit cards for bike seats. Like it's just the thinnest little seat you've ever seen. No. I never knew where the weenies went. And I found out that day there was a guy that he was like kind of hung. And his little rod was on top of the long part of the bike seat. And then he had a nut on either side.
No.
I didn't think they worked like that.
I didn't think they worked like that either.
No, I thought that they were like tucked up and like on a leg. I wish I understood more about these things. I can't figure out where these things are at rest. They only make sense hard.
I'm like, where do they go?
Where do they go?
When you bike.
No, thank you.
And I thought they just tucked right back up into your body.
No, that would be vaginas.
No, I'm talking balls. Wherever they drop from, they can go up and hang out and whenever they want.
No, no.
And then if they want to come out, they go, hello, and then they come out.
No, this was not true for this man. That's probably absolutely 100% accurate, but it was not for this guy. It was a nut on either side of the seat.
I don't think that's possible.
And a big long, I will have that in my brain for the rest of my life.
Nut separation. An important part of athletics.
Mm-hmm.
Nut separation and a cooled clit.
God damn.
Well, what I'm interested in, like, okay, so we see the track and field fits.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And
we will talk more Olympics in the future.
Yes, we will talk so much more Olympics.
Olympics and Olymclits.
I was right
there. We'll be talking.
It was really beautiful. That was really beautiful. Katie's upset.
And that's a wrap. Thanks for listening to Jocular.
I love that we run out of women's college basketball and we're just like, the clit's out and the dicks are separated.
We went truly from being like, the way we change women's sports like 10 minutes ago.
We're in a transition phase.
And now it's just limp clits.
No, it was a limp dick.
A limp dick?
Yeah, a limp dicks. And a limp clits.
A limp dicks and a limp clits.
You guys, you're going to be seeing that on t-shirts soon enough. You'll be able to buy it at this website. It's going to be underneath. That's either going to be like jocular.com or Pornhub.
Pornhub.com/jocular.
Us.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
Okay. Katie, you actually were on the way of saying something.
I don't know. But I will say, I and we love the Olympics. And it's not just about the flashy sports we know. We're going to look into a lot of other sports because, as you two know, I love dressage.
And hate decathlon.
I hate decathlon. Which I went on a very long rant about, and the producers, rightly so,
never made it. I think Katie talked about hating the decathlon for no joke 10 minutes. And. Which is pretty apt for a decathlon.
It was awesome, though.
It was awesome. It was kind of like, wow, she's like going to the decathlon and ranting.
Very passionate.
If you want to hear that whole rant, you can go to the website right here, pornhub.com/jocular.
Only for subscribers.
You know what I'm fucking excited about is the PWHL.
Yes.
The Professional Women's Hockey League is heading into its first inaugural playoffs, or rather first inaugural, or the same thing. It's heading into its inaugural playoffs,
which is so exciting.
It's so freaking exciting.
We really haven't, like, I personally haven't gotten to see a game yet, so I really want to. I don't know if you guys know this about me, but I used to collect hockey cards.
Whoa,
cool.
And there was a part of me that wanted to play ice hockey really bad. And I was in fifth grade when my family moved from Philadelphia to Erie, Pennsylvania, and my parents were like, hey, look, you want to sign up for hockey? This is like, people love playing hockey here. All the kids in my fifth grade class play hockey. I didn't know that you had to know how to ice skate before you started playing hockey. Did you know that?
No, I actually wouldn't have known that.
I did, like, everyone from like the age of 2 and 3.
Learn.
Yeah, no, they were like zipping around.
As you said, it made sense.
Yeah, my mom still is mad at me a little bit that, like, they lost the deposit on the ice hockey rental because I ended up not playing.
Oh, she's never gonna get over.
No,
that.
She's never gonna get over that.
No.
She's like, remember when you didn't play hockey? I'm like, yes.
You guys know that hockey jerseys are my favorite jerseys.
Yes.
Yeah, they look amazing.
They look amazing. And I grew up, hockey was one of the ones that I went to with my dad all the time because we had the Cincinnati Cyclones.
Yep.
For a period of time, we had like the Mighty Ducks.
Really?
You remember that? In Cincinnati, it was like, yeah, we had like a, and they just, it was just like all the best jerseys, all the most beautiful artwork, truly. Like the Arizona, what is it, like Coyotes have like one of my favorite jerseys
in really
sports.
Cool jerseys.
The Chicago Blackhawks have, they're like routinely rated the highest. And all the six teams in the PWHL, every jersey is banger.
Yeah.
All these inaugural jerseys are fucking awesome. So I'm collecting.
Let's watch it.
Yeah, we're going to be watching that.
And they're also coming back from an international break because they just had the Women's World Championships of Ice Hockey. I don't think that's the actual name. Please correct me on that. Mm-hmm. But Canada beat the USA in a 6-5 overtime thriller.
Damn.
That's so exciting.
Isn't that cool?
Overtime is sexy.
Sexy.
I think maybe one of the coolest things anyone can is like a game-winning goal, like golden goal, like game's over.
Yeah.
Score and it's done.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened.
Sorry, I like that edging a little bit.
You do.
Yeah.
Now, Katie, you have brought up dressage a lot.
Yes, I have.
Is there anything that, like, what can we do to prepare for that talk?
Well, I am going to prepare a PowerPoint presentation about dressage. The history of the sport and who are kind of like the greats. Who's the Sue Bird of dressage? We're going to find out. Mm-hmm. And then
Sue Horse, if you will.
Incredible.
Haley, if you cut that, I quit.
Haley, please.
I
that
swear,
in.
Haley.
Please,
that's the best
that
joke I done ever made.
Sue Horse.
Well, folks, that's our time.
Yeah, get ready. There will be a dressage episode where I just kind of go horg, talking about who we're gonna look at in the Olympics for
a horg. And that's horse with a G.
Horde.
I'm learning a lot
I'm gonna
of
go
new
horde.
Words.
Yeah, it's a dressage term. Don't worry.
Dressage is in the
Olympics. You'll learn.
Is it in the Olympics?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
It's okay.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I know. I didn't.
It's okay.
I
know. Don't freak out.
Sorry.
You got to be careful about this shit. That-
okay, here's the funny thing about dressage. Why does it, I feel like the horsey does all the work.
The horsey.
I know.
The horsey does all the work.
The horg, if
the,
you will.
The horg.
They work so hard.
Yeah, what do the riders do? This is
they just go, that's it.
You can't pitch it like that when you're pretending to care about it.
Stop. I care about the horses and the horsies and the good work they do.
Did either of you ever get into horseback riding at all?
No, but I am from Kentucky, horse capital of the world. So I was around them a lot.
Okay.
But I am also extremely allergic. So, yeah. But, like, growing up, everyone, like, you know, something with horses. But
I like riding a horse. It makes me feel powerful.
I've only done it once.
Really?
Yeah. As a little kid, as a camper. But I don't know if they kind of scare me.
I like going to horse races. They're, even like, though it's probably
strong.
Bad.
Maybe.
If you're a fan of the pod, let us ride your horse.
Yeah, or save a horse, and I'll ride that cowboy because I'm allergic to the horse.
And that's our time.
And that's our
Thank
time.
Thank you so much. We've been jocular.
I think it's time.
Save a horse.
Ride a cowboy.
Because I'm allergic. That's Katie's.
Wait. Can that be our outro music? That's a fucking baller.
That is a song.
Song.
Who sings that?
Big and Rich.
There we go.
Save a horse. Ride a cowboy.
I have always been tempted. Like, you know, when you go to a restaurant and they're like, any allergies we should know about? I'm always so tempted to say horse.
You should.
You have to.
You have to. You absolutely have
but
to.
But you can't break.
No, you have to be like,
horse.
Save a horse, ride a cowboy. Save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Because I'm allergic.
Don't give a dang about nothing.
All right, everyone.
Damn.
That's been jocular.
Wow.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. If you like the show, subscribe and download. It really helps us reach more gays like you. And if you're listening and you aren't gay, you're a really good
really
ally.
Good ally.
Really good ally.
Or you're just not gay yet.
And sometimes you watch gay porn.
Yeah, and that's great too.
That's cool.
And that's all right.
That's representation.
Yeah.
You know? And we're here for you wherever you are on your journey. You can come out to us.
Well, we love
that. We would love that. Yeah. We absolutely love that.
I love it.
A lot of you have.
Yes. Yeah.
And please rate and review. Honestly, come out in the comment that you leave.
If you leave us a funny review, we might read it on the air.
And if you contact us about riding your horse, we will.
Or ride your horse.
Not.
Save a horse, ride a cowboy. Save a horse, ride a cowboy.
God damn, that's good.
We love hearing from you. Email us at jocular at
hyperobject.com or follow us on Instagram and TikTok.
Jocularpod at hyperobjectindustries.com or Pornhub/jocularpod.
That is not a real site. Jocular is a production of Hyperobject Industries with Metalark Media and was produced by Zaylee Mahone and Haley Fager. Original music and theme are by Nick Gage and ER Fightmaster. And our executive producers are Harry Nelson, Claire Slaughter, Dan Lebatard, and Adam McKay. Before we get started, are there any allergies that we should be aware of?
Horse.